Morning. It's your boy 20 the God. Just dropping a scribe on y'all niggas. Short little joint. It's quite in a piece. I know y'all ain't heard from me in a minute. I've been reassessing, trying to get my game plan and focal point right now. I'd like to shout out to all my ghettos, communities, strip clubs, pimp stroves, hoe stroves, trap house bandos. You know what I mean? Criminals, goody good two shoes, churchgoers, everybody out here, you heard me? Like, they just give y'all official shout out. I ain't shout nobody out. Real towns, ghettos, and communities. You already know what time it is. Today I just want to talk about inner peace. Okay. Inner peace. Inner peace to me. Okay. It's a mindset. It's an action, because you're thinking, you're doing something towards inner peace. You don't acquire inner peace immediately. No one does. You know what I mean? This is not something that you can be born with. You have to learn to negate and see through the chaos to understand inner peace. I'll get back to that in a few. Inner peace is overall success of one's mental health. It's a level that not many can go to, you know. Slaves use this method when going through trials and tribulations of constant chaos and stress. And I mean constant chaos and stress to the point where it was like, you had to have that mentality. Now, it's a different rhetoric now. It's not the same. It's almost like tantalizing, because they draw you in with things that you want to stress you out. Niggas that go hard for that chain. Niggas that go hard for that new car. Niggas that go hard just so niggas could see them going hard. And that's their inner peace, but that's not real inner peace. That's false inner peace. I'll get back to that. I'm just trying to set up a couple little topics. I ain't going to talk too long today, though. But the whole thing of inner peace is just, you have to experience and understand one's purpose to have inner peace. You have accepted the trials and the tribulations and the path that was set upon you. That's when inner peace starts to enter, because now you know which direction you're going in. You're not looking in many directions trying to find one's purpose or self. This is when the inner peace is going to start to give you different scenarios of your level of where you're at. For one to really appreciate who he is and what who he or she, excuse me, and what their whole soul mission is for the masses or a situation. Because we're all here for a purpose. But we're too caught up in our own agendas. And sometimes the agendas that we have don't fucking amount to a hill of beans with the mission that's really set before you. You know, we miss that mark looking at the bullshit. You know what I mean? Can't miss that mark no more. Gotta keep going forward, looking for that inner peace, man. That inner peace is like, yo, where is it? I need it. Can I have some? Can I have some of yours? And no, you cannot have some of mine. I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. So, with that being said, everybody has their own sets of inner peace. My inner peace and your inner peace are different. That's our spirits. That's our souls burning inside of our bodies to keep us walking around, the life in us. So I can't understand you're in a peace unless you explain it to me. And you can't explain something that you don't have yet until you have it. So you can almost fathom what it is, but you're not going to understand it until you've gone all the way over the mountain. You know what I mean? And with that being said, it leads to a lot of trials and tribulations because it's going to be tested to see if you deserve that inner peace. And once you get that motherfucker, then you start to see things for what it really is when it comes to money, when it comes to love, and when it comes to just life overall. You never take a step forward into anything. You always stand firm and just acquire and obtain. And diversify. You have to diversify. You have to break it down for what it really is. Because it can appear to be a solid situation. But you got to break down the enigmas and all that shit. And certain little fucking pinpoints you see that ain't right. There's kinks in that armor. And then you gotta understand where you at with it. Where right foot, left foot, two steps backwards or two steps forwards, or just run. Amscray, don't say anything. It's an option. That's what it's all for. But it should only be back and forward. If you're thinking too much like that, then you don't have your inner peace as well. So it's always trap doors. You can gain it and lose it. You don't just obtain it. You have to strengthen it like anything else. You have to build it. You have to make it strong. You have to understand it. It's like superheroes when they first figure out their superpowers and they don't know how to control them. But it's not that they don't know how to control them. They don't know what it's about. So they got to understand how to utilize it at the right time, not all the time, because not all the time you need it to be that person. Sometimes you just need to be normal, but you have to have the responsibility to keep your inner peace within and not wear it as a belt. He says your faith you wear as a belt, you know, because you're walking by faith, not by sight. You're walking by faith, not by sight. So you are believing in the energies that are amongst you, which is God. You know what I mean? And you're trusting His word. It's been broken up many ways, but God is here. God is who He is. God is who He is because that's just what it is. That's how we really get the overall crown of inner peace. Once we get right with Him, once we understand our moment and our epiphany, and we know this is the time, this is ordainment, this is who I'm supposed to be, that inner peace will be crowned to you. And that's how you overall keep it. But like I said, you have to maintain it. So even after getting the crown, maintenance is still required. Because it is. There's no strength and no work. You know what I'm saying? And there's faith. There's works and faith. You know what I mean? Works to be done to build the faith. So the faith can keep building the work. It's a reciprocation. It goes back and forth. It doesn't stop. It's a constant paradigm. It's just going like this, bing, bing, tennis type shit. Everybody's winning. Everybody's winning. And it goes on forever. It doesn't get tired. If it's real energy, loyalty, and love, and the indecisiveness of one's decisions between the two, that's where it will not burn out. Even if one gets ill or one is not able to, the energy is already pre-placed there for them to be able to take a break and you be able to deal with them. This inner peace thing is a marvelous thing. It's better than any money. It's better than any goddamn car, any house that you can obtain. This is a tool that everybody can utilize, but we just don't utilize it. We rather be stressed out and angry and drink and smoke and be on our bullshit and fuck this and fuck that. But that's breeding some different energy in your spirit, stupid. You know what I mean? Sorry, I didn't mean to call you that, but I've done it too, so I'm talking to me as well. It doesn't make any sense. It's not going to get you any further in life. It's actually going to take you backwards because now you done took down your shit a level. You know what I mean? You don't want to do that. You want to keep your shit up, flowing. It's going to take a couple of hits. Bang, bang, niggas coming at you with the sword, the gun, whatever. Might be a couple of niggas coming at the same time, depending on your mentality. You can take them all. Fuck it. I fight all these niggas. I don't fought multiple niggas plenty of times. It's not a problem. I don't mind getting punched. I don't mind punching niggas too. But you know, that's another story. Just fucking, you have to be protected of your shit. You can't let that shit slip. And you get mad and you get in the attitude and you're all out of pocket because you just, oh my God, I don't understand what's going on. And it keeps, I gotta say it, like, you have to keep it where you're aware of it, where you think about it when you wake up, when you think about it when you go to sleep. When you think about it, when you're walking the dog, you know what I mean? You're giving the energy to the dog. The dog can't talk, but the spirit is very strong. Your animals, your plants, you know what I mean? Your whole area. You give this energy to your whole area, and it all goes through the same trial and tribulations that you do. Building a whole organization of inner peace. Inner peace that cannot be broken. It's a panel. It's a whole showcase of inner peace. You get where I'm going with this right now? You will start small like you do anything, and then you will build momentum to spread. You know what I mean? But I know I told y'all that you have to get your own, right? Right. So somebody's probably saying, well, how can it be? No. I can give it, I can start it, like I said, I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. So yes, I'm giving you a great scenario of how it would be if everybody had their inner peace at the same time. But then there's things where people do not receive it, but it's there for them to acquire, but they don't receive it because they just don't care to. They think being non-sociable, always angry and decisive and very judgmental is how they should live. And, you know, teach his own. Can't be mad. But I can't be judgmental on shit, and I do shit myself. Who am I to be judgmental to a situation that I may have or may have caused? It's because of my decision or my thought process to go one way or do one thing. And see, we don't ever think about these things. We don't ever think about the circumstances of life and how and who we should be and why we should be. You know what I mean? We always think about us in the beginning. And it's always easy to go that way because we're humans. So we are trial by error. This is the second part of life for me, so I can't be trial by error. I already did all that. And I have to know what the fuck I'm doing. I gotta fall on my feet like a cat all the time, no matter which way you throw me. You know what I mean? I gotta fall on my feet. And confident about it. Like, not even nervous when you're tossing me, nigga. Like, you just tossing me. All right, cool, nigga. I'm gonna land on my feet. That's what I have to do. It's not a big deal. You know what I mean? Real shit. This is the scribe. You already know 20 to God. You know how I do, man. I just come, you know, I pop out, man. Pop out. I'm popping back out. I need to get back to this resilient list and holler at these people. You know, people looking at me like with the side eye, like, yo, you had this shit all hyped up and now you just laid back. But now I ain't been laid back. I just been on my shit, just trying to get everything back together mentally. I can't be moving and talking to niggas and hollering and moving and shaking at niggas if my mind ain't there. I ain't had my inner peace, niggas. I got it back. It was gone for a minute. It's back again. That's basically what I was, just, you know, trying to say, trying to let the people know. I don't really have talk a whole bunch of shit, be on here talking all crazy for, you know, hour or so. It was a short scribe, man. I already explained to you what you should do. Your inner peace is something that you need to know and understand. Your inner peace is something that you have to only acquire. You know what I mean? It can be administered to you. Like, I'm administering it now. I'm sending it out there. This is food for thought. So now you'll think or you won't think. It don't matter. If I touch one person, that's all that matters to me. You will be like, wow, well, you know, yeah, maybe I don't have inner peace. Maybe I do have inner peace and I just need to give it to some more people. You know what I'm saying? You see how this thing works? It's a giving situation even when you don't want to. You understand me? See, a lot of niggas don't like to give because they think, you know, oh my God, if I get, you can't think like that. Now you're already putting a strain on yourself. You have to just have the peace of flow, the peace of flowetry. All you gotta do is say yes. Open up your mind, baby, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is how it goes. I'm gonna be so. That shit, yeah, look, man. Inner peace is wonderful. You know what I'm saying? I got chaos going on around me. It's just family shit, regular shit. It ain't nothing too crazy or twisted. Shit that could be talked about. Shit that could be worked over. Shit that can be sat down, ate, laughed. We not even forgot what we started talking about. That's inner peace, man. Inner peace brings those kind of situations to you. So I want everybody to understand that inner peace is something that you should love. Inner peace is something that you should obtain. Inner peace is something that you should sustain. You detain and leave in your soul, in your heart. Because you want that. You need that. Fuck want. You need that. You need to cherish that too. Because when you're giving it to somebody else, it's a whole light on y'all that can't be dimmed by anybody's fucking energy because you have acquired the crowns. Be fruitful, be thankful, be grateful when it seems like it shouldn't be time to feel that way and understand the inner peace of life itself, not just money and materialistic things that we can see. God has saved me several times for me taking the time to think and look against the grain because that's what I do. So I've learned that's a gift that I have and I always evolve from it in some form or fashion. I'll make a quick point and then I'm signing out. AAA. 4 years ago, I just decided to get this because cars always breaking down. Shit always going crazy. It's fucking $75 to tow the motherfucker, $200 to tow the car. You know, it's like, God damn, this is shit. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. So I said, let me sign up for this shit. It's like $250 for the year, $275 for the year, some shit. Light change, my nigga. Like, fucking 2 ounces of weed and a Jamaican meal in D.C., nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, fuck it. And man, that was the best thing in my life I could have done to help my car life because my car life has been shitty these past couple of years. Cars breaking down, cars not working as soon as you get them and they nice. Just crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's an inner peace that I have when I go through various trials and tribulations with AAA because when my car breaks down, I don't have to look to call nobody but them. It don't matter where I'm at, too. I can be in fucking Alaska, and I can call them. That is such an inner peace that I think that's how I learned about inner peace. These type of scenarios. And that's not a materialistic thing, because it's not something that niggas know. You ain't gonna have it. The next nigga ain't gonna have it. You know what I mean? This is not... That's why I said inner peace is your inner peace. You have to understand the energies. You got to understand the whole set. Mindset and falsetto of the situation. It's a beautiful symphony that's played like a moonlight sonata or something. You know, you play that moonlight sonata and every time you hear it, it gives you the same feeling but different vibes. You get me? But it's an inner peace. It brings nice peace. That kind of peace to your mind where you can just think or not think. Sometimes not thinking is inner peace too, because you're able to just withdraw from all the bullshit that's around you, all the good shit. Just no thoughts. Just that's it. I'm still learning how to do that one. That one's hard. That one ain't easy. You know what I'm saying? People could probably say, I got it, but you're lying, because you're thinking about what you're thinking about when you're thinking about it. And that means you don't have it. You wouldn't even answer me. You wouldn't even say, I have it. You would just not say nothing because you know you have it. So if you're saying, I got it, then you don't have it. You need to work on it. It's okay. We all do. Just 20 to God, man. Just want to reach out to the people and say hello. Love you. Regular shit you already know. Shout out to all the real towns, ghettos, communities, suburbs. You know what I mean? White House, Pimp House, Trap House, Bandos. You already know. Grandma House, Auntie House, Poppy House, Nana House, Mommy House. You already know. Be safe out there, man. The worst is yet to come with all this crazy shit going on out here, too. So that's why I'm kicking that inner peace, because we're going to need it. Everybody's going to need that inner peace right now. 20 to God, is you serious? You already know what time it is. Short scribe shit. Holla at your boy. One.